Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Know how it go, shout out OCT. No real cap, call out what we see. Whole game ready, ball of blitz on three. No, you can't stand on it on 2 feet. I already know you can't ball with me. Cause I brought up with the squad and me. They get a letter, they calling me. Ball alert. Ball alert. Ball alert. Ball alert.
Ball alert. Ball alert. Welcome to the Ball Alert Show podcast. I go by the name of Ferrari Simmons.
I go by the name, you know, BT.
OCT with that.
Big Boogie in the building.
What's up, Brody?
Now, I know you originally from Louisiana, but grew up in North Memphis. Could we take it all the way back to where, you know, it began and talk about what you
North Memphis? North Memphis was rough. North Memphis was real rough, bro. It taught you everything about the good, the bad, how to get money, how to stay out of people's business, how to not go to jail, how to run from the police, how to high speed. You feel what I'm saying? And it was everything, you feel what I'm saying? So, now Memphis showed me a lot, but, you know, I'm from Frazier. So, you know.
What's Frazier?
Frazier, like, this a small hood. Like, it's a small hood inside North Memphis.
So, it's like apartments or?
No, like.
It's a city.
It's a neighborhood, like a real big neighborhood.
Okay. Oh, like a houses.
Like houses, like okay. Real deal.
It's called
it's
Frazier.
It's like a town, like.
Okay.
Like Frazier, like, got his own town. Like, okay. You know that's what I'm fine. Saying? Like, it's fine. Like, Frazier got hoods inside Frazier.
Damn.
Like real deal hoods. Like,
it's just Frazier.
It's just Frazier.
So okay. you say you from Frazier, Memphis? They like they deep over there.
Yeah.
And you go back all the time and do stuff for Frazier. Yeah.
Okay. Like, I'm gonna do something for Frazier. Like, I did something from my hood.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying?
Inside Frazier.
Gotcha.
Okay, Corner Village.
Corner Village.
Corner Village in Frazier. Yeah.
You got like a foundation or something you do?
Nah. It's just from my heart.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying? So, I just pop out here and there. You feel what I'm saying?
But is North Memphis where Annalee Chapa's from or?
Nah.
No?
Nah, this is where Yo Gotti from.
I know you from Cotton.
Yo Gotti. Yeah, Yo Gotti from North Memphis.
Okay.
Yeah, but Glorilla too? Me and Glow from Frazier.
Oh, okay.
Glow from Frazier too?
Glow from
Frazier.
Westside Elementary, Westside Middle. Yeah, same hood.
Okay. Frazier. So, yes. Did y'all go to high school together?
Nah, I ain't go to school with Glow.
Okay. You a couple years older than her. Glow. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You feel
okay.
What I'm saying? I'm older, but she went to the same school I went to.
Okay. What's up?
I think she went to Frazier after that, I think, but we both from the West Side.
Okay.
So Frazier High School is where you went?
No, I went to Trisman High School.
Was there a Frazier?
But that's in Frazier.
Yeah, it was a Frazier High School. Right,
man. I'm about to go. Yo, when this is Frazier,
I'm
about
to look all this shit.
I'm about to look
Frazier High School inside of Frazier. That's why it's called. I'm telling you, that's why it's called Frazier High School.
Yeah,
got it.
Trisman, it's still Frazier though. Like Frazier.
See, Memphis is bigger than what people think it is.
When I left Westside Elementary, Westside Middle, then I went to Trisman High School. Okay. I didn't never go to Frazier.
Okay.
But Trisman,
that's a rival though, right? Were y'all rivals?
Like y'all
like,
play
you
football?
Football, it was a big deal. Basketball,
yeah,
big deal.
Yeah,
okay.
But everybody knew each other.
Band.
But everybody knew
that little band type shit.
Like, yeah, all that went on. Like, real deal. Schools went against schools.
Okay, okay.
Seniors went against seniors.
Yeah,
okay.
That
okay.
type. You feel yeah, cheerleaders okay. went against cheerleaders.
Okay, okay.
Oh, don't let us have a game. And we played them. Oh, it was wrong. It was on.
Okay.
But it wasn't on no real, it wasn't on no beef, nothing.
Okay.
It was live.
Like, yeah.
We know y'all. Y'all know us. Like, we in the same, we from the same hood. Frasier.
Sounds okay. fun.
Yeah,
sounds fun.
It was fun.
Yeah, you were in the band. Fun.
Yeah, I played the bass drum, so I wanted to do music when I started learning to how to read it. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm like, at first I didn't know, because I'm just a bad black motherfucker, just skipping class, all lunches.
Got it.
But dude, before I was in the band, I was thugging. I'm like, I'm thugging. But sometimes people-
What does that mean?
Thugging? Thugging, man, you just-
Outside?
You just wilding.
You wilding.
You just wilding.
You just wilding, but you smart with it though.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's thugging.
Mm-hmm.
Feel okay. what I'm saying? You ain't being no fool, yeah. but thugging is you standing on business, you thugging.
You outside.
No you outside, you mm-hmm. wild, oh, you lit.
Yeah. Like everybody knew you.
Everybody knew me. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew me. Everybody.
Were you like a class clown or?
Yeah, I was that. For sure, I was that. Yeah, I had to make people laugh. Like, they're just me, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to be, you can't be around me lame.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do it. Like, yeah. I can love you from the moon and back. You lame. I'm like, man, you lame me. Fuck, bro. Like, real deal. Like, you be like, what I'm doing? We ain't doing nothing. That's the point. We ain't doing nothing. Yeah. Do something. Make me laugh. What the fuck? You lame. Yeah. I love personality.
But so. I feel like that's kind of hard for people to be the class clown sometimes in environments, because some people want to be so tough because of the environment that they are placed in.
Yeah.
I can appreciate that you try to make people laugh and you're a happy spirit. Now, was there ever a moment where you was like messed up mentally?
Yeah. When I lost my daddy. When I lost my daddy, it was over, bro. I lost my mental, I lost everything. Mm. I feel like I lost my heartbeat. I feel like I was finna die next. You feel what I'm saying? Because I'm like, I ain't believe in death.
If you don't mind me asking, what happened to your dad?
Liquor poison.
Liquor poison?
Liquor poison.
So you don't drink alcohol?
I don't drink at all. But before he passed, I didn't drink. Because I was in the band, like, you know what I'm saying? And I wanted to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was on the edge, like, okay, I'm the child finna go to college. I'm the one finna go to college. You feel what I'm saying?
Cause yeah. First generation.
The movies I watch, that shit turned.
Stomp like yard. Like Drumline. Yeah, mm-hmm.
I like that. That's what I grew up off. So I'm like, I look like, you feel what I'm saying? Like Drumline.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I love that.
It like, looked lit at the school. Like
yeah. I look okay. lit at the school. Like okay, I was their friend already on the movie. I watch movies, I'd be like, damn, this shit going on right now?
Yeah.
but I ain't know. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't know until I became a business person and now I see how everything goes. You feel what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, every time I watch the movie, I'd be like, damn, this shit going on right now. I don't know who recording them. Do they know they get recorded?
And were you the only child or?
Nah, I got 9 more siblings.
Okay.
9 more siblings.
Yeah, damn. 10 boys and all. 5 girls, 5 boys.
Were you in the middle or?
Yeah, I'm the middle child.
Okay. So did your other siblings go to college or anything?
Nah, nobody.
Okay.
Nobody.
But you was going to be the one, you feel?
I want to, you feel me? Yeah. I want to be...
So then Pops died and then you just stopped.
When Pops died, lost myself, stopped going to school for like 3 months. And I was laying in a girl house. I used to talk to her, right? And everybody was at school, all my friends at school and everything. So she bum rushed in her door. She bum rushed in her door, was like, "Where my brother?" And she was like, but the girl don't know my sister at all. She don't know her, period.
Mm-hmm.
I was staying in the corner village. You feel what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. That's where I was raised in. So boom, the girl, my sister walked in the room. I'm in the bed. I'm watching TV. She like, "Fool, what you doing?" I'm like, "What you mean? I'm thugging." She was like, "No, go to school. You gonna graduate. I got a feeling you here." I'm like, "Man, you think I got it?" And she was like, "I know you got it."
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I went to school that same day, late and everything. Whatever class I caught, I did my work in it. So I say it was like 2 months left in school. I got my diploma. I walked stage.
Wow.
Man, congratulations to that, man. That's
you must
a big
have been
deal.
Really smart because a lot of people, you know, can't catch back up real
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, I mean, you know, My life is like, life be life, man.
So,
shout out your sister,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, shout out to your sister. What's her name?
Nisha.
Shout out Nisha.
All right, so now when does the music play in? When do we get a record out?
Well, okay, when I graduated, that's when I got with it.
How? Like, what did you say? I'm going to the studio?
I was in the hood. I'm in the hood. My people, you know, like,
you just start rapping.
They like, I wrote one song, and my brother named Pooh Man, he was the first person. I rapped a song to him. I like, bro, I'm finna start rapping. He said, what? I'm like, I'm finna start rapping. He was like, you don't rap though. I'm like, I wrote a song. I said, I wrote a song. He said, let me hear it. So I was cutting his hair. I'm like, all right, look.
You cutting his hair? You know how to cut hair?
Yeah, I know how to cut.
You want to talk about that? Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying?
So I got many talents.
Yeah, so I was cutting his hair. Boom. So I'm like, all right, I was eating. This is my favorite snack. Honey bun, hot chips, and a Faygo.
You got to have the sweet, the salty, with the flame a little bit.
With the heat. Okay, I got it. Yeah. Okay.
Bring it. Yeah. So, boom, right? All right, I'm cutting his hair. So I'm playing the beat, though. He like, damn, bro, the beat slamming, bro. I'm like, yeah, I got it on YouTube. He like, for real? I said, yeah, I got it on YouTube. He was like, all right, bet. So when I rapped it to him, they might say, bro, God, it might come get you.
Wow.
Bullshit you not, bro. I ain't never met God a day in my life then. That was 2014, 2013. He's like, bro, God, it might sign you, bro. I'm like, for real? I'm like, who was God it? He was like, yo, God it. That's when I started listening to God it. Okay. Because I moved to Memphis 2010.
Mm. Okay. From where?
From Louisiana.
Okay.
Oh, so you're originally from Louisiana.
Yeah, I'm from Louisiana, Tallulah.
Okay.
So boom, he put me on Gotti and everything. I'm like, hey, dude, hard. Then when I started looking at him vision wise, and they on Five Star Chicken, all that, and it was all that. You feel me? The old, like, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
He was on his run. He was on his run at the time.
Yeah, he was on his run. Like, yeah. All the cocaine music was coming out.
Facts.
All the mixtapes, like. Yeah. Yeah. Break a man and all that.
It's 14,
I'm on it.
Like,
I'm okay. On it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm learning his music because I'm learning man songs like this hard. God, because my brother though.
Mm-hmm.
Man, when he said that, I started rapping. I got deep with it. Then when Pooh Man went to jail.
Okay.
Pooh Man went to jail. So and that's when I feel back. Like I don't got nobody else to run the streets with. You feel what I'm saying? Because that was my big brother in the streets. You feel what I'm saying? I lost a lot of people. That's when I met other people that I grew up with too. So, but Pooh Man was that person. Like, you feel me? Mm-hmm. That was my. You feel me? He older than me, so he was telling me like, nah, he doing stuff in the streets to show me don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
But I gotta do this. I'm like, bit.
Yeah, you was cutting hair.
Yeah, I was cutting hair. Mm-hmm. So he was like, nah. He was like, you good? But when I started rapping. It fucked him off. He like, you trying to rap? I'm like, yeah. Now, swear to God, bro, like this, we stay in the same house right now.
So
I bought him an SIT Jeep. He believe it. Like, yeah, like,
that's hard.
Got the same watches.
That's hard.
Like, if we got the same pit bulls. Like his kids love it. Like they like every holiday is at Uncle Boogie house.
Okay.
So when your music started blowing up, was he still in jail?
No, he was in jail. But he got out. He did 3 years. I think three years or something like that. I'm not mistaken. And when he got out, I pulled up on him.
You was already lit.
I was already lit.
So when the music started blowing up?
He thought he was finna get out and get a haircut.
Mm.
He like, I'm finna go, because I ain't talked to him. Now I couldn't send him nothing. I couldn't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So when he got out, I'm like, they like, Pooh Man out of jail, book. I'm like, for real? I'm so happy I got out. I was so happy I was crying and anything. So boom, I seen him. He was like, I'm finna go get my haircut by book. And his sister was like, Boogie, I don't care no more. And she was like, what? She was like, Boogie rapping now. And he showed the video. He like, oh my God. He crying and everything looking at it. He like, oh my God. Oh my God. And then after that, the next month, God came and got me.
Wow.
I was about to ask. Okay.
Yeah, God.
That's crazy. What was that conversation
crazy,
like?
Bro. That's crazy.
How did he come get you?
I know he comes. I know he usually comes with the briefcase full of money.
Juke came got me first.
What time? R.I.P. Big Juke.
Man.
I know that hurt you. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Drip Kane got me first.
Okay.
How I was mean, that? What was that exchange?
Okay.
Randomly?
Randomly. Randomly.
You answered.
I answered. Because at first, I didn't have a Facebook, Instagram. I didn't have a phone. Okay. You just got to pull up on me to get your haircut. That's how you going to see me.
Okay.
I was like a ghost, bro. And it's like that once you lose yourself a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You don't want no dealing with the world.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? So when he was like, what's up? You ready to be rich? That was Juke said. And I'm like, who you is again? I'm like, who you is again? And he was like, I'm Big Juke. I'm your guy, brother. I'm the big brother. I'm like, he was like, you know who be rapping about Juke? Juke. I'm Juke. I said, fuck.
How'd he get your number?
It was one of my big homies that he knew.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, man. Too. So this his name, man. Mm-hmm. Sauce. They call him Sauce. So he was our king of the Bay. You feel what I'm saying? Like they were just our God. Mm-hmm. And when we lost him, I saw Gotti at the funeral, and I'm like, damn, that's your Gotti.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit. You feel what I'm saying? But I ain't everybody was grieving. He was hurting, and I was hurting, and mm-hmm. I'm like. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, nah, I can't talk to him right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, when Juke, he was like, I'm finna fly you out to L.A. And I'm like, all right, I ain't ready. And he was like, you ain't ready? He was like, nah. I said, nah. I said, let me keep grinding. Let me keep grinding. I ain't ready.
Wow.
You just hit me. Boom. Mm. Juke was like, okay, bet. I got you. Lock me in. I locked him in. I had Juke number before I even met Gotti.
Mm-hmm. That's a dope story. Thank you for sharing that.
So Juke was telling Gotti, like, hey, this... It was some people didn't believe in me, though. You feel what I'm saying? Some people didn't because I came in dancing because they ain't understand me. They like, God ain't never had an artist that dance. Like, he had a number of gangsters, like.
But you make a street music dance.
But I'm a street
one. It's cool, though. Like,
I'm thugging now. Yeah. I'm thugging. But it's like, I embrace myself dancing.
Mm-hmm.
You feel, I grew up dancing on top of cars and all that. Like I'm the type that I was 18, 19, still going to the skate ring.
That's a part of your talent.
Yeah, like I didn't grow up like how other people can say, I grew up thugging, robbing, shooting dice. I don't even shoot dice. I don't even know how to shoot dice. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know how to roll, read, weed, but I smoke. I don't drink. I never robbed nobody. I never went to jail for no real serious stuff. None of that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, none.
What made you realize that you weren't ready?
That's very humbling to say.
Yeah
that's...
Because I ain't believe... I believed it, but it's like, I know I don't know enough right now. Mm. Let me go teach myself some more. You feel what I'm saying? Like, because
like
I don't...
Like the business?
Like on the business tip. Like, mm-hmm. Let me go get myself together. Like, let me get this young bug out of me. Like, because this a big dog game. Like, mm-hmm. Once you get signed... And you a celebrity, and you grown.
And you got to get results immediately.
You a business person. That young kid is out the way.
What were you doing that was immature to you in that time?
I wasn't listening.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying? So I really did had to go bump my head. I had to go bump my own head.
It take a lot to admit that, too.
You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Come on, I'm honest. I'm a human. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what nobody say about me. Like, real deal, I'm golden. And I'm chosen. God know what he did with me. He's still doing it. You feel what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. Everything that I lose, it's crazy how my career go up more when I lose some, but I just be like, you know what? Life be life, and I never question God.
So how long did it take you from that point where you told him that you weren't ready to you being ready?
It took me like 3 months, 3-4 months.
You was like, man, let me get this business together.
And it's so crazy. Yeah, when I got my business together, started getting booked. I tore the whole Mississippi down. The whole Mississippi down.
Now, when did Pop Out come? Was this before you signed the Gotti or after you?
That was way after.
It was way after.
So
you had those
records before you even signed?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like,
because those records was going crazy in the club.
I had hits ever since I came in the game. Like,
now you be back to back.
Yeah.
I love to make music anyway. So I'm a vibe anyway, and I got rhythm, and I'm having fun with it, and I'm smart. And I'm wise with it. I'm forever make a banger. I got kids and women.
Yeah.
Locked.
That's a smart way to think.
Locked.
You're paying attention to.
You feel what I'm saying?
Who's big dude?
Big dude is the person.
That's your alter ego?
Yeah. Like big dude is like, I don't got no devil person on my shoulder.
Okay.
It's big dude right here. Like, it's only big dude right here. Like, I'm big boogie. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, but John had to heal.
Okay.
John had to heal to create both of them.
John is your real name.
John is when I, that's my real name.
Okay.
But when I take this gear off, that's John.
Mm-hmm.
But when I put this chain on, these on Big Boogie, mm-hmm. you feel what I'm saying? But But my nickname is Boog. They cut it. They short for Boogie.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But Big Dude is like, yeah, y'all gonna stop playing with me.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is my Big Dude is my bonus.
Okay.
And you don't hear Big Boogie no more. You hear just Big Dude.
Big Dude.
Yeah.
So going back to your conversation with Gotti, you said like you finally were ready. Then how was that exchange with Gotti?
No, I told Juke I wasn't ready.
Yeah, yeah.
But when I met Gotti, right? Check mm-hmm. this out. When I met Gotti, I didn't first sign with Gotti when I first met him. We was in New York. I'll never forget it. I had a show on a Sunday. He flew me that Monday. I had to leave the show out right to the airport. So whatever I wore to the show, I had that on in front of Gotti. So little shorts, swim trunks, shorts, polos,
yeah.
White Forces.
Because you were where, in Memphis?
Or? I was in Mississippi.
Mississippi.
I had a show in Mississippi.
Okay.
And they called because I was on the way back. They were like, I was leaving the show. And they were like, this Big Boogie, Rex called me. You feel what I'm saying? This Rex, he CMG too. This our big dog too. So he called me. He was like, what's up, this Rex? This CMG Rex. And I'm like, what's going on? Alright, so keep in mind, Jill called me. You, this got it, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Now y'all on me. Y'all sneaked up on me. I bet. But the person Sauce that died, Sauce already told me they was coming. But it was a secret though. They don't know that to this day, but now they know. but he told me they watching you keep going and like you don't see them. I bet. And then what happened? And I started getting booked. Then that's when Juke came and told Gotti, boom, Rex called, I'm finna fly you to New York. I'm like, damn. I'm like,
did he have a situation set up for you as soon as you got there?
No, got it genuine.
Okay.
It was we went out to eat. He asked me what I like to eat. And I'm like, How wings?
honey buns.
How wings.
Hot Cheetos.
Y'all got some pizza? And he like, they eat oxtails and stuff. They eat They eat
lobsters and steak.
Yeah. I'm like, y'all ain't got no hot wings? Fries? Y'all got burger and fries? They like, we don't got that, but we'll order you that though. They welcomed me with open arms though. The vibe was everything, and God was like, he dropping jewels on me and everything, and he like, you think you ready? I'm like, yeah, I'm ready. I said, but I ain't ready right now to break the pen though.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? I said, next time that you see me, I'll be ready. And he was like, all right, bet. He was like, all right, bet. So we took a picture and everything. He had on all black, low haircut, like, just a rope on. And we was in New York right in front of the little place that we ate at. It was just me and him. He was finna get on the Sprinter. I said, big bro, I want to take a picture. It was the first person I ever asked to take a picture. I don't take a picture with people. They take a picture with me now.
Mm-hmm.
I never asked a rapper to take a picture. I asked Youngster that and got it. That's it.
Now was this a negotiation tactic? Was you like stalling because you wanted to be like, man, let me get a little bit more hotter so I I can ask for more money?
Nah, it's just that point. Like, I just wanted to be ready for what I was going to get myself into.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? I ain't want to go head first like anybody else will.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? And I didn't budge just because this your guy. I didn't do that. I want to make sure that I'm a prophet that he can sell.
Now he was hitting them back to back with Glover.
Yeah, come here, you feel what I'm saying?
I want to be
something that he'll be able to be like, sit back and smile at.
Yeah.
I didn't want to come bullshit. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you blood, sweat, and tears by his label. So that's why this is his personal ring he gave me.
Oh.
He was like, you ripping it the right way.
I always wanted to ask you, I'm so glad I got a chance to interview you, because I'm a DJ, right?
Uh-huh.
And that Homegirl remix record, that's that Louisiana.
Yeah.
Now it makes sense to me.
Yeah. Because
it's the sample, and I'm over here like, oh man, I wonder what made him put a Louisiana bounce type record. But when you told me you was originally from Louisiana,
yeah,
it makes sense. I hear Memphis and Louisiana. That record describes you to me.
That's why my music the way it is, the hype.
Yeah.
That's why women love it, because like, what woman don't like to dance?
It's like,
facts.
I don't know how you be picking these beats.
You're excellent at beats.
Man, beats is like, as soon as it comes on in the club, it sounds like you in the car. Like, it's just like
heavy bass line.
Yeah,
you know what to say.
I get that off Waka Flocka though.
Oh.
The hype.
Shout
the
out Walker. Bass.
You feel me? And I'm like, I always been a fan of Walker Flocka too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm like, his hype, like, dude, he in the building, everything go.
All right, so let's fast forward a little bit because you just dropped with DJ Drama. How did that happen? Who talked to who first?
I hit him
because Drama. I know Drama personally. He don't randomly do. He doesn't do gangster grills with everybody.
At all. Mm-hmm. You gotta be that.
You gotta be that.
You gotta be that.
Gotta, yeah, one.
You gotta.
But
be
y'all
it.
Also gotta talk too. Like I know him.
You gotta be genuine.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? He gotta feel your vibe, like, cause that's a legend.
And he got a Grammy. He got a Grammy off his gangster grills now. So now,
and you feel me?
He came on the show and he told that to us. He was like, man, hey.
He's like,
to do a gangster grill now?
Yeah, but I hit him up and okay. I was giving him his flowers.
Okay.
I wasn't trying to work with him. You feel me? Not at that moment. You feel what I'm saying? But I'm like, man, this DJ Drama, like, okay, who I done worked myself up to be who I am right now. Let me see if he'll hit me back. Cause if a normal person can't hit up a celebrity, they not gonna text back.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I'm big boogers, so I'm finna hit him. I'm just finna give him his flowers though. That's what I do. Do that to Meek Mill. Do that to people that I feel genuine. That's genuine. I know what I be doing.
So the energy too, though.
Yeah, and I'm big on God. So if God telling me to send a blessing your way, I'ma hit you up. You feel what I'm saying? It's gonna be like that. Or if he tell me to lock in with you, we locked in for real when the cameras go off. Mm-hmm. That's how it is.
For sure.
So when I hit him up, I was like, I said, proud of you, big bro. He said, keep going. I said, I'm a real big fan of how you be talking. I love how you talk. You make the artist feel like he a god. And it was that. He was like, oh, yo, I was just talking about you. And he was like, we got to work, bro.
Just like that.
You like, done.
Song's already done.
My song's already lined up. I worked 24/9, bro.
Yeah.
Yes.
I got so much music. I don't know who got more music than me. I don't feel like no artist right now got more music than me. That's how I feel.
How many songs you think you got recorded?
Right now?
Yeah.
6,000.
Damn. That's a lot, bro. For sure.
From 2018 to now. Unreleased.
Can we talk about Over With?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let us know about it. How'd you come up with it?
Because it was over with. It was fucking over with.
What was over with?
The game.
The industry.
Okay.
The industry is over with. They're looking over me shit. That think I'm a small fry type shit. Mm-hmm. Thinking I'm not pressure type shit. Thinking I'm not that nigga type shit. It's over.
Mm.
It's over. It's over. To the haters that think I ain't stood 10, blood, sweat, and tears, it's over.
That's like your statement. Like, it's your my statement. Piece.
That's why I ain't never came on. Hey, I'm vibing. I'm talking about on tour. Bag, love how I'm coming out. He like, my boogie's so live. He be like, you standing tall every night. Over with. I love over with.
We'll be right back with more of the Baller Alert Show.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, everyone, this is Molly and Matt, and we're the hosts of Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult, a podcast from Ruby Studio and iHeart Podcasts.
It's a show dedicated to helping you figure out the trickiest parts of adulting.
Like how to start planning for retirement, creating a healthy skincare routine, understanding when and how much to tip someone, and so much more.
We're back with season 2 of the podcast, which means more opportunities to glow up and become a more responsible and better adult, one life lesson at a time.
And let me just tell you, this show is just as much for us as it is for you. So let's figure this stuff out together. This season, we're going to talk about whether or not we're financially and emotionally ready for dog ownership.
We're going to figure out the benefits of a high-yield savings account.
And what exactly are the duties of being a member of the wedding party?
All that, plus so much more.
Let's learn about all of it and then some. Listen to Grown Up Stuff How to Adult on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Grown Up.
my stuff.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show.
It's your boy Big Boogie, and you are now tuned in with the Baller Alert Show.
When you going out to perform, do you have dancers with you, or are you gonna, you know, put that in the show at one point? Because I feel like you got it in you to expand your show as you continue to grow in this industry.
I only have dancers like for my tours, like the big stages.
Because
at first I used to be on big stages.
But that you choreograph with, so that you're going to be dancing with, like doing a little routine.
Yeah, I got my own dance team.
Okay.
Now.
So okay,
they,
okay.
They
okay.
was on tour with me already.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Feel what I'm saying? Shout out to them. They cold.
Are you going to continue to do that?
Yes. I'm not changing them. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm keeping them.
Nice.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, that's their motto. They can dance with other people who they want to, but I always pick them.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? I always pick them. Like, I got faith in them, like, cause this their career too.
Mm-hmm.
So I got faith in them for sure. And they make the show so, you feel me? And mm-hmm. I'm rocking it by myself. I'm standing tall. I'm done daughter. You feel me? So I'm up here. And I look back, they going crazy. And I'm like,
you got the music for it. Very few artists have vision like how you're articulating yourself. Where does that come from? Anyone in your family in particular that you grabbed this type of vibe from? Mom, grandma?
Because
you got a lot of vision, a lot of sense. You can articulate yourself very well. Or it was just a drive in you that you just...
No, I ain't get it from nobody. But being loyal, I get it from my mama, though.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying? Wearing my heart on my sleeve, I get that from my mama.
Okay.
Like anything... I get that from my mama, like, this my dog, like, you feel what I'm saying? So, but she be asking me all the time, like, she be like, where this come from? And I be like,
you got vision, man.
And she be like, the way you are right now, the mindset, real big on God, like, it be weird to me sometimes. And I be like, for real?
Because everybody's not like that.
She be like, because, son, I didn't raise you like that. She be like, she be like, I was doing my best. But this type of person, you new to me. Like, it's like you're not my son. It's like you're a best friend now. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, I don't know, my thing in life just hit me. And she was like, I love it.
That's dope.
She was like, I love it.
That's dope.
And like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's my mama, so she gonna give me the game regardless, like anything. I'm talking on all my interviews, the blogs, whatever. I get that from that lady. You feel what I'm saying? She's smart.
Speaking of family and loved ones, did you have any relationships? You know, I know you talked about one relationship that you were in high school, but did you have any other relationships or kids or anything?
Yeah, I got a daughter.
Daughter?
Okay.
Yeah, her name is Raya. She's 4.
Okay.
Aww.
Yeah.
Did she like to dance too, or get on the mic, like try to rap or anything?
Yeah, 24/7. Mm-hmm. She called me last night before I got on stage.
She have a rap for you?
No, she always check on me. She was like, Daddy, you okay? And I'm like, yeah. She was like, what you doing? Going to your concert? I'm like, yeah, I'm outside right now. She said, let me see your outfit, Daddy. Post the phone up. and I post the phone up. And she, and you know what I'm saying? She be turned.
Good deal.
She
good
be like,
deal.
Yeah, Daddy. Yeah. she was like, go get him, Daddy. And I'm like, I love you. She was like, love you. Nah, we hang up.
Good deal.
How has that changed you, you know, from when you first began to being a dad now? Is it, like, put purpose on your life?
Yeah, it made, like, my Raya made me. That's my best friend, like, because at first, I didn't know what a child meant. that's just me, bro. Like, I don't know what I mean to my mama, but I know I mean a lot to her, though. Like, I know she loved me more than life.
And you know what you mean, what she means to you?
Than life. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Like, than life. So that's just...
good vibes.
It's a good vibe. Like, this is a great woman. Like, thank God I came from her. You feel what I'm saying? So I just feel like that. But Rhea, I was the first person she saw. And she, you know what I'm saying? Like, she didn't see her mama first. She saw me first. I saw her first. You feel what I'm saying?
So, you was in the room.
I was in the room. Waiting. Like I'm right there. Like, I ain't fall out how everybody say they be doing. Yeah. I'm like, when I like, I'm really rocking like this. But my back turned. Like, my back turned. I don't want to look. But I'm like this, though. You feel what I'm saying?
Were you nervous? When,
nah. Because I was ready.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying? Because I'm like, man, I know God sent me a blessing right now. I know he did.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I heard she said one thing, she was like, like on my Mental Healing song, when she first did say the little noise in the front. If y'all don't know, y'all got to go listen.
Okay.
And when she did that, I my eye got booked, bro. And I'm like, oh. And then the doctor was like, he was like, Daddy, you ready? I'm like, I'm ready. Hold my arms out. She opened her eyes and she did this to my finger.
Oh, wow.
Squeezed it.
It was over with. I'm like, yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
She looked dead at me. She didn't cry. None of that. Like, she real deal. She wasn't moving a lot. She looked dead at me. And that's what it be right now to this day.
Do you want any more kids?
Yeah, it's up to God, though. Mm-hmm. Like, and I don't rush it. You feel what I'm saying? If he feel like it's time for me, I'm finna send you a blessing. Yeah, I'm finna send you a blessing. I got something for you. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, but I really want all girls, though. I want 5 girls.
What?
I want 4 more girls.
I got four.
You keep a shotgun in the car. You don't want no John Juniors?
I mean, I don't want no son because it's a reason.
Wow.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, I fear losing them.
Mm.
Yeah, but I know I'm supposed to talk like that. I know I'm supposed to think like that. But it's life just be life, bro. You feel what I'm saying? Like, and I'm real overprotected by my daughter now to this day. Because it's a lot of bad things that happen to little girls growing up. And you feel what I'm saying? They've been through this and been through that. I want to beat her. So I got to stay on my 10 to not down her and make sure that she's safe all times.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm 27. I'm young still. But I'm a homebody, though. I move like I'm 50, bro.
We'll be right back.
Stay tuned
with more of the Baller Alert Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey everyone, this is Molly and Matt, and we're the hosts of Grown Up Stuff How to Adult, a podcast from Ruby Studio and iHeart Podcasts.
It's a show dedicated to helping you figure out the trickiest parts of adulting.
Like how to start planning for retirement, creating a healthy skincare routine, understanding when and how much to tip someone, and so much more.
We're back with season 2 of the podcast, which means more opportunities to glow up and become a more responsible and better adult, one life lesson at a time.
And let me just tell you, this show is just as much for us as it is for you. So let's figure this stuff out together. This season, we're going to talk about whether or not we're financially and emotionally ready for dog ownership.
We're going to figure out the benefits of a high-yield savings account.
And what exactly are the duties of being a member of the wedding party?
All that, plus so much more.
Let's learn about all of it and then some. Listen to Grown Up Stuff How to Adult on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC 8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed From police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show.
It's your boy Big Boogie, and you are now tuned in with the Baller Alert Show.
What is the best way for an artist, a rapper, to stay safe?
Be bored. Stop trying to fit in. Don't be in the mix. You be in the mix, you're going to lose yourself. You're going to lose your life. Either you're going to go to jail, innocent bystander, or you ain't on your grind. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? So you bushing out here. It's people out, it's niggas that they have kids, they be bushing. I ain't trying to do that, dog. I got to stand 10.
How do you stay clear from, you know, the tension between your label and the other label? Like, how do you stay, you know, neutral from that situation?
I mind my business, but I'm with what I'm with. But I mind my business, though. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm real big on, that ain't my business.
Mm.
That ain't in my business, because you get in people's business, it can happen to you, or their tension can draw on you, or not you being a hoe or you hoeing up or nothing. Like, they're just a man. That's not my business.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that ain't got nothing to do with me. But I'm with what I'm with, though. You feel? I'm standing 10 what I'm with. My loyalty with this. But that ain't my business, though. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, some people get in people's business for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't got nothing to do with you.
Right.
Even in the file on you. You mm-hmm. feel what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Come on, man. Like, you know what you got going.
Right.
You know what grind you on. Yeah.
So
why is you knocking yourself this way?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't feel like there's no inherited beef or anything, you know, once you sign a CMG?
I'm whatever got it with, bro.
Gotcha.
I'm CMG. I'm CMG, bro, until another life come. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, because it is what it is, bro. Like, it ain't just about the money with God. It ain't just about who he is or whatever. Me and God, it talk, but we don't talk. You feel what I'm saying? We mm-hmm. live life. Mm-hmm. Like, God and family is my family. Like, I love dude, he love me.
Speaking of that, I know we touched on it earlier, but how did you feel when Gotti lost his brother?
I know that was big for you, because...
He kind of, he started it, started you in
Man.
It.
I saw your post too.
Little dude, bro. He's my dog, bro. Like, he changed my life. You feel me? So, I mean, I'm CMG, bro.
Okay. Appreciate you sharing that with me.
Thank you. Sorry to bring down the mood. I was just...
So you got me teary-eyed, too.
Yeah, I know, man. I'm about to cry, too. Boogie about to make everybody cry here, law.
Shit, goddamn. Yeah.
You know what I learned throughout this interview, though, about you? You are very self-aware. It seems like you know, hey, I'm not ready for this. You know, I need to take some time. I need to get this out of my system. It's kind of very self-aware. Where did you learn that from?
Man, standing on business by my daughter. Like, I get everything from her. Like, everything. Like, I be looking at these folks, these other little kids lose their daddy, bro. Like, I lost mine.
Yeah.
Man.
And then it's like, I'm like, bro, I hate that. Like, I don't like that. Like, I tell my people all the time, bro, don't down that child, bro. Please, bro, don't do that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I lost my little brother, Q. This my baby brother that I raised. You feel what I'm saying? And now I real deal, like, his kids, I'm looking at them. They on the front row crying. Like, my little nephew, Major, he like, they need to stop. They need to be quiet. They gonna wake my dad up. Mm. He said that. And I look, I'm right here beside my nephew, like, he just don't know his dad ain't coming back. But I'm his daddy, though. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, for sure, like, my brother kids is my kids, 100%.
And I'm sure that your brother, your father, your whole family is proud of you. I know they are.
We're proud of you, man.
Yeah, we're proud of you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect this energy from you, you know, like just positive energy just coming from you. I mean, I love your music, man. You make some damn good music. You make some fun music.
Fun music.
Every time I hear your music in the club, like, it's just everybody, you know, just turn up. But, you know, sometimes artists make good music, but then you would be around the artists and you don't get the energy that they get in the music. And it's like, you really got this energy.
But sometimes when you meet an artist, though, they don't be genuine. They just got good music. Yeah.
Exactly.
The money make them look good.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But they really is...
full of shit.
You really lame as fuck in real life. But your money got you turned, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But that's why... But God don't like ugly, though. God see everything you do, my boy. Like, you sour. Like, you don't get blessings. Your name gonna die down. Your music gonna die down. Your bookings gonna go down. Everything about you gonna do this right here. So the devil can bless you, too, now.
Yo, I said that to somebody yesterday.
The devil can bless you, too, now.
Yep.
I don't want nothing. If he come fast, I don't want it.
Nah,
I need to go through shit to get it. I need that so I could talk about it and pop my shit while I'm doing it.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah. So they call you Boog or Big Boogie when you go back home?
Boog,
okay.
Boog. But sometimes they'll say something like the people that know me for real, they'll be like, John. And I let them say that because you knew me from elementary.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Do people from school ever be like, I cannot believe this man done blew up. I done went to school with him.
Hey, yeah. Some people hate, some people a lot, they so proud.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes. Classmates and everything, they real proud, and I loved it. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I lost some classmates. Some of them went to jail. Some of them all messed with. Some I never said nothing to.
Mm-hmm.
But they all proud, though. You feel what I'm saying? Like, but
that's
now,
dope.
You know, it's something like, it's a new generation, and now they call me Big Boogie on the internet. You feel what I'm saying? The people that I knew from school. But if you know me, that mean you around me. Oh, this Boog. Oh, John. Like, girls, they be like, John. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
I remember him from high school.
Yeah, like a girl just shared me and Glow, because we just dropped Bop.
Right.
Yep, so she just shared her status and shit.
It was a nice little dance, too.
Yeah.
Y'all all over TikTok.
All over. We just shook the world.
Yeah.
We just getting started.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
the dance is funny.
The girl shared it. She was like, it's crazy because I went to school with both of these people. And
that's
real
crazy.
She was like, and I real deal know both of them personally.
That's fire.
Like, I'm so
that's
proud
crazy.
Of them. She was like, I'm crying tears while I'm typing because I know where they came from.
Yeah.
And you know.
Frazier. I can't wait to interview Glow because I'm going to say that. I'm like, Boogie was up here. He said,
Frazier.
You know Frazier.
We never going to forget it.
So when y'all see, when Glow gear off top, we know you from Glow. She's going to be like, where?
Frazier.
She's going to be like, how y'all know that? You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where she from?
Like I was saying, your family's definitely proud of you. And I love how you keep God and everything. I could tell, like, your grandmother and your mother is probably on you. Like, you know.
Yeah, my mama's on me.
Better be praying over there.
Yeah, because my mama don't play. Like, she be like, my mama always talked to me about God.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got big on it, she like, son, I really think you big on God than me.
Like, I see the blessings.
You know, but like I say though, like I was just texting my sister Nisha who told me about
you. Yeah,
big cool, Nisha.
I just sent her $2,000 this morning, right?
Aww.
But you know, like life be hitting her sometime too, though. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when I was on the plane, I'm so tired, but I'm like, when I landed though, I'm like, I'm gonna send you $2,000, twin. Look, we look just alike. We got the same daddy.
Wow.
Like, same dad, same mom. You feel what I'm saying? Like, her kids look just like me. You feel what I'm saying? Like, her son got my old name, my old nickname, Jun Jun.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying? So, and I always let her know, like, man, we got this. We all we got. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter how big I get, how rich I get, how famous I get. I'm right here. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm never changing my phone number, ever. I'm never getting a second phone. I don't want to. I'm not changing this number because... years later, somebody that love me for real, they gonna hit me up.
Mm-hmm.
And they gonna call and they'll touch their heart. Man, I ain't seen you in 8 years, bro. And I'm like, I'll be like, yeah, what, FaceTime me. That's when their happiness can come back. You feel what I'm saying? Because I'm a lot of people happiness, bro. A lot of people happiness. I'm
That's
a lot
deep.
Of people mentals. I make a lot of people happy, like real deal. If I'm sad, they sad. If I'm crying, they crying. If I'm happy, they happy. If I'm turn, they turn. If I'm mad, they gonna do something to make me happy. I mean, there's a black sheep. You feel what I'm saying? That's a wizard. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I make things happen from dirt to diamonds. I'm a wizard.
Well, you made us happy here on the Baller Alert Show.
Yeah.
Big Boogie, man, we appreciate you. Before we get out of here, though, we do have a pep talk.
It's your boy, Big Boogie, big dude. Anybody that want to do it, got success, don't die. Keep God first. Always be loyal. Always stand on the last laugh. Believe that, big dude.
Baller alert! Can't get enough of Baller Alert? Follow us on all social media platforms at Baller Alert. Log on to BallerAlert.com.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I've talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.